It has been 1 year since Google launched AI Overviews in Australia, which has added AI-generated summaries for over a third of the results that you search for. Today, Google has launched their new AI Mode, a search setting similar to Chatbot, which generates conversational answers to queries. Google CEO Sundar Pichai spoke about this new AI technology.
This whole new dedicated AI experience called AI Mode coming to search. And in AI Mode, you can have a full-on AI experience in search, including follow-on conversational queries. People are typing in queries, like literally long paragraphs. So we are seeing people respond. We kind of know what works. Users are our North Star. And empirically, we see that people are engaging more and using the product more.
With AI being increasingly relied upon to answer our questions, online news sites are seeing a decrease in readership. Amelia Crouch asked RMIT researcher Dr. Joanne Kwai how the introduction of AI in Google's search engine has eroded how we search for information.
So these generative search engines, they will reduce the incentive for the users and audience to click through, and because they present synthesized answers directly on the search page. So they will inevitably cut traffic to the publishers.
Have you encountered any unreliable kind of search results as a result of these summaries?
Yes, because these generative search engines, they're built on large language models, which are probabilistic models. They are not designed to provide accurate, verifiable information. So the research I've done previously have shown that these systems, they were cite sources, they were just wrong, and they will make up quotations and even misattribute or fabricate. So they will create an appearance of transparency, but actually undermining like these trustworthy news outlets.
So if these results are so unreliable, why do you think we give them such authority?
From the user's perspective, it's more because of the convenience. You will look at the synthesized answers and don't have much incentive to click through and just trust them to take them for their face value.
So how would, say, this user experience affect the credibility and ability for, say, online journalism?
The readers here really have an important role to play. So they will have to also take an initiative to learn more about the media landscape, to cultivate their media literacy and AI literacy, and question what they see, where is the information coming from, who are talking, and cultivate a better news habits and also their news diet so they can support quality journalism and also support them even financially.
So that's what audiences can do. What could the media possibly do to help adapt to this?
As of now, the media is really at a disadvantage, especially the smaller newsrooms or even freelance journalists. They don't have any leverage and power when it comes to negotiating deals with these big platforms. They can neither negotiate a good deal, a sign license agreement, or have any kind of like power over them. So it's a really grim picture for the media outlets. But the journalists, it's still not completely hopeless. They can try to diversify their offerings, such as newsletters or podcasts, so to create more direct engagement with the audience and to build this like trust relationship with their audience. So to stand out by having this quality journalism and trustworthy news to stand out for their brand building.
Amelia Crouch speaking there with Dr. Joanne Kwai, an RMIT researcher focusing on AI, search engines and journalism.